Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Zoe, how are you?
I'm well, how's it going?
Very good, it's Friday morning.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is. How are your exams going?
Pretty well.
Pretty good?
Pretty well. I don't have another one until the very last day
That's
of the
fine.
Season.
You can pretend that, it's, you know, you're on holiday already.
For
a couple of days at least. Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's happening out in the theatre today? We've got Kate in the studio too. Kia ora, Kate.
Kia ora.
And we're going to be chatting about what you're in as well. It's Fleshies, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, very exciting. So what's happening in the theatre world, Zoe?
Oh my gosh, there was so much cool stuff to talk about. It was really hard to narrow it down to three. But let's start off with Fleshies. So
Woo-hoo.
Fleshies is a piece that's going to be on at Basement Theatre. It is already on. They opened on Tuesday. It's at 8 p.m. and it goes until the 29th of June, so Friday week. And Kate, tell me about how that process was. It's quite a big cast.
Yeah, it is a big cast. There's 15 of us, so it's been a really interesting process. It's the first time I've actually done a devised show, so
cool.
was kind of a bit apprehensive going into it. But yeah, it's been really beautiful, actually. Everybody's sort of come together and we've become like a family. I'm really going to miss them when the
a little Fleshies family.
A little Fleshies family, yeah.
Just for people who don't know, what is devised theatre?
Unlike scripted shows where you actually have the script in front of you, devised theatre is where your cast will come together and come up with the show through the rehearsal process.
Cool.
And it can be quite daunting, and there's always a moment where you go, oh shit, do we actually have a show here? A few of those moments, maybe. We were still changing things on Sunday and we opened on Tuesday. So,
that's the best way to do it.
But it's all come together so well, and you just really have to trust the process and trust the people you're working with. And the people I've been working with on this are just, they've all had such great offers. They're nice. All such beautiful, creative, talented people. So,
and as the title sort of alludes to, Fleshies, it's going to be about bodies.
It is.
Right?
That's exactly what it's about. So, it was the brainchild of Alice Kirker, who is our producer, who is currently the producer in residence at Basement, and she originally wanted to make a show about fat bodies. And when she got together with Bryony Skillington, our director, and Grace Augustine, our assistant director, they decided to widen that and that it should actually just be about all bodies because everybody deserves that space.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel the body bias that all media has affected you and impacted how you feel as a woman in this world, as a human in this world?
I think for me, I'm a mother. I have two little girls, and that's sort of what I have brought to the show. Everybody's brought their own stories, and I suppose having little girls makes you very, very aware of how much the media has, you know, it just feeds that body shaming constantly. It's in Disney, it's in all the cartoons that my kids watch. The bodies that they are presented with are just absolutely unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how it's impacted me, that I'm trying to protect them from it.
And I guess channeling that energy into a show like Fleshies, how did that feel?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's such an uplifting, beautiful thing to be a part of. I'm really proud of it.
It must be quite cathartic as well to be with a group of people who are all sort of like exploring these themes that affect everybody in one way or another. But, you know, being able to come together and talk about it in a space and then, you know, perform it, that's must be quite a cathartic process.
Yeah, it really is. And just allowing all of those bodies to have that space, you're going to see bodies on the stage in the show that you never usually see on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 And with that, on social media and in general, there have been lots of social movements about a tide changing in body discrimination and how it's presented in the media. Do you feel that it translates into Aotearoa's mainstream media, like on TV and everyday life? Do you feel it translating into that, or is there work to be done?
I think there's a long way to go.
Mm.
Yeah, I think there's a long way to go. But hopefully we're a part of that tide.
I think you definitely are. If you could sum up the ethos or what really lies at the heart of Fleshies, What do you think that would be?
I think it's, I mean, the things we're talking about, it's all quite sort of heavy material, and I think some people come along thinking, oh God, what is this going to be? And it's not. We're not there to lecture our audiences. We're there to celebrate bodies. It's a celebration. It's a party.
Oh, awesome. My gosh. Yes, I cannot wait. So Fleshies, Basement Theatre, 8 p.m. The tickets are $20 to $25. You can book online. And it does not seem like one to be missed. It sounds so exciting. And thank you so much for coming up to talk about it.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. What else have we got on in the theatre world, Zoe?
Well, there is a fine balance which has been making a splash, making the news. So this is a story set in mid-1970s India. And it was a period of particular political turmoil when the Prime Minister declared a state of emergency for cleaning up the city, but that entailed driving thousands of poor people from their homes. So it's going to be thought-provoking and profound, and I think a lot of people go to it expecting like the spectacle of a Bollywood show, but it's quite dark and quite moving. And that is on at Q Theatre.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. How much are tickets?
Tickets for that, I think students are $20. People 30 and under 30 are $30. Cool. And I'm not sure, but I think the tickets go up. But it's not too
pricey.
Too dear.
Yeah. That's cool. Good to have scaled tickets as well. Makes it accessible too.
Yes.
That sounds really interesting. An important bit of history there as well.
Definitely. And that is on for quite a while. It's where have I got it in my notes?
it goes for some time.
Yeah, I think it's till the 6th or the 8th of July.
Yep.
So you've got time, and it's on pretty much every night.
Fantastic. And lucky number three, what else?
Lucky number three, The Wolves. That is also at Q Theatre in The Loft. It's put on by Silo Theatre. And that that play first came out in 2016. It was an off-Broadway show.
Okay.
And it's about 9 teenage girls. This is the first time Silo has put on a show with an all-teenage cast, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that's really cool, yeah.
And it's about their lives, but it's all through like them warming up for soccer games. And this speaks to the ex-soccer player in me.
I think I've seen something about this, because that definitely rings bells. Yeah.
So it's going to be energetic, it's going to be vibrant, it's messy, it's mean, and it deals with social issues, big and small, but through the lens of this weekly soccer warm-up.
Love it.
And I'm very excited for this one as well. There's so much good stuff on at the moment.
You definitely strike me as a football girl.
Oh, yeah, left defence, baby.
Yeah. Nice one. So that's The Wolves, is it, at Silo Theatre?
So brief recap, Fleshies, A Fine Balance, and The Wolves. That's what
Fantastic.
I recommend for this week.
Cool. Thank you, Zoe, and thank you, Kate, as well.
Yes,
good luck
so
with
much.
The show. It sounds very exciting.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you, Zoe.